Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another Norm at Night. Coming to you at 9 o'clock on a Tuesday from an icy cold Cat Harpin, Virginia. I am having a whole bunch of fun out here. And that's, I'm going to talk about a couple of things tonight on your favorite talk radio show. I hope you're out there listening, and if you are, why don't you just give me a call at 347-945-6713. Again, that's 347-945-6713. A little catch up. I'm not sure if I talked about it last week, but I went down to the 9:30 club on the Saturday night before I came back to work, and had the great privilege and fun to listen to Gogo Bordello. I'm not 100% sure how many of you out there would even know who Gogo is, but suffice to say, punk band. And I can tell you, I just had a great time down at the 9:30 Club. And anybody out there who knows of Gogo Bordello, why don't you just give me a call? And we'll put you right on the air here. I got five lines open at 347-945-6713. That's 347-945-6713. And ever since seeing Gogo Bordello, I have been wearing a lot of purple. And if you go to my profile on Facebook, you will, it's Norman J. Constantine. You'll find my profile on Facebook. And on my profile, I've put a YouTube video of a Gogo Bordello song called Start Wearing Purple. And by gosh, why don't you all start wearing purple? It's a great song. You can go to YouTube and play the song yourself. But meanwhile, while I'm waiting for that first caller to pop up here on my switchboard, why don't we give you a little Max Robbie? This, without any doubt, is becoming the theme song of the show.
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone.
Don't leave me alone here.
347-945-6713. Why can't somebody just give me a ring?
Just give me
I'm
a call.
The idea. I'm sitting in the clear, cause no one wants me near. How strange that everyone I spoke thought I was telling them a joke. Cause all their phone does in the end is clearly drive them round the bend. But I dare not pass my door for fear that if I do, for sure, some person will show sympathy and try to send a call to me. But why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one?
So why does no one call me? You can reach me at 347-945-6713. You can give me a call at, or you can reach me on Facebook. If also you can reach me on Skype, you can Skype BoogeCon, and I'll be more than happy to take your message and relay it to the audience. I like Skype a lot, and I don't know, I just think it should be on everybody's computer. There's nothing like voice over IP. And I can see some of my friends are on Skype. So some of my old friends in Annapolis, if you're listening on Skype, why don't you just give us a call at 347-945-6713. Some of the people out here in Virginia with me, you can also, you can Skype me, or you can reach me at 347-945-6713. I'm not quite looking at my switchboard yet, so if you're there, just hold on a second. No, we still got an empty switchboard. Well, where I'm working nowadays, why beat around the bush? I'm a school teacher, and I love school teaching. There's no question about that, and I'm sure someday people I teach will be listening to me. But I've been teaching 30 years. That's a long time to be doing anything. It's really a pretty interesting phenomena, and it's been a great life, and I love it. I can't imagine doing anything else but teaching school. I like waking up. I like going to my job. I like encountering the students. I like being challenged by the students. I like the students. I like the chaos of the learning environment. I like the chaos of the classroom. I like the chaos of human beings interacting with each other. I like it all. So, and not only do I teach regular school, but on Sundays I go in to teach Sunday school at a place that threw me away like a piece of trash, you know, just a budget cut. Always made me feel pretty bad. So if you're out there and you want to talk with Norm at night about teaching school, about what you do, about the inauguration, you just call up. The inauguration has really begun to get out of hand. I could not believe today, for instance, on the radio, President Bush has declared a state of emergency for Washington, D.C. We're inaugurating a president, and it's like we're under attack. It is absolutely astounding to me that all the bridges in the Washington, D.C. are being closed. It is utterly astounding to me that half the city you can't drive cars on. It is unbelievable to me. This whole inauguration, it is getting out of hand. A friend of mine was talking to me yesterday about, Barack Obama, the Secret Service has reported they had more death threats against him than any other president in history, and that this is, and it very well may be true. I don't even know. But Jack Kennedy, they didn't shut the city down for Jack Kennedy, and he did get shot. Maybe that's because he was a Catholic, because nobody really likes Catholics anyway. I can't believe I just said that. It is just out of control. Another interesting fact I did find out, though, today, Abraham Lincoln's second inauguration, and Mr. Obama seems to be picturing himself, as the reincarnation of Abraham Lincoln. Oh, I think I might have a call coming in here. Oh, wait a minute. I got a Skype message coming in. Hold on. If you want to get in on the conversation, remember, I want you to call it 479-945-6713. I just got a Skype message that a friend of mine's getting some great tunes, which I hope is for, I've been to one of these before. I don't know how many of you listeners out there have any idea what a Robbie Burns party is, but I am going to my second one on the 23rd of January, and I am looking forward to it beyond all compare. Those of you in the know that Robert Burns was a Scottish poet. Well, every year around his birthday, Burns fans get together and they decide to have a party in honor of Robbie Burns. And there's a lot of Burns poetry, a lot of whiskey, a lot of stout, and just a great old time. And in fact, and everybody gets to have a bite of the royal haggis, I guess, they pipe the blessed stuff in, and to the tune of bagpipes, they bring the haggis in, and everybody has a bite, and it's just a great old fun, and it's really kind of dear and close to my heart, because Normat Night began, actually, got into its first real trouble when a co-host of mine, who I hope to get on the air with me here sometime, was playing some Scottish punk music. And some powers that be decided that we hadn't paid the royalties on the Scottish punk music, and so therefore we had to be shut down. It was a really interesting night. I got five lines open here, 347-945-6713. Let me see here. Norman is hosting Normat Night. I'm putting this out on Facebook right now. So if you're one of my Facebook fans, why don't you give me a call at 347-945-6713. That's 347-945-6713. Anything you want to talk about, anything at all, just call in the Normat Night. Politics, jobs, what you do, what it's like to teach school. You know, I've been actually getting a lot of mail from students I've had over the last 30 years, and I'll tell you, I'm not a rich person. I'm never going to be rich. I really don't care so much about being rich. It never really moved me, but I have affected lives. And that's what good teachers do. And in fact, bad teachers affect lives too, now that I think of it. And let me go back to my switchboard. I've got no callers here yet. I got about 45 minutes left on the air. So if you want to call in and tell me about your teachers, or if I taught you and you hated me and thought I was a jerk, give me a call. Or if I did something right, give me a call. Or things that other teachers do right, give a call. That's 347-945-6713. If you got a favorite Robbie Burns poem that you want to read, give me a call. We'll put it on the air. There's a lot of really good Robbie Burns poetry out there. No, I'm not going to. Well, I don't know. Maybe I will make you suffer some. We'll see before the show's over. Or if there's anything you want to talk about, You know, actually, there is something I've been noticing about Barack Obama, other than he is arrogant enough to think he is Abraham Lincoln reborn. Well, I guess they're both from Illinois. Who knows? Maybe he is Abraham Lincoln reborn because he's putting together a team of rivals. One of his rivals was before the Senate today, Hillary Clinton. So do you think she should be Secretary of State? I'll tell you something. I don't. I wish to God that she had stayed in the Senate and John Kerry had become Secretary of State, because she was doing a whole lot more good in the Senate for the people of this country than I'm afraid she's going to be able to do as Secretary of State. I'm really kind of surprised that she took the job. Should Hillary Clinton have taken the job? 347-945-6713. I'm running this whole session off a cell phone tonight. So if you want to, or if I fade away, you know, I apologize. You can also, by the way, if you want to text chat with me, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/normatnight and, turn into the local, chat station. And remember too, if you want to hear Start Wearing Purple, just go to Norm at Night's Facebook, actually Norman J. Constantine, the Facebook site. Start Wearing Purple is part of my profile right now. I didn't even realize you could add music to your profile, because there's another great song we all know, because everyone knows that I'm just a old punker or young punker or some kind of punker at heart. And but Rebels of the Sacred Heart, Fogging Molly, a concert in Finland where Gogo Bordello was the first act, Fogging Molly was the second act. God, I should have gone. There's so many things I should have done in my life, you know. But I have no regrets about where I've been. I just hope that where I'm going is half as exciting. We'll find about a year and a half to go in the 50s. Then I hit the big 6-0. Will I still be in the mosh pit at a Gogo Bordello concert when I'm 60? God, if I'm not, shoot me. Because that really was an experience. I had a real interesting day today. Why doesn't somebody call me up and tell me about your day? 347-945-6713. I've been on 20 minutes now, and I don't have a single call. Sometimes I wonder why I do this, but here's a little musical break so I can go get a little something to drink.
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call?
Hello.
Why does no one call? Why?
Anyway, why does no one come?
Hey, dude. You having technical problems or what?
And it looks like I'm back. Go ahead, 916. You're on the air with Norm at Night. Have you started wearing purple yet? Go ahead. You're on the air with Norm at Night.
Okay. Well, what's your latest beef?
What's my latest beef?
Yeah, I heard about heard a little bit about the traffic in D.C.
Oh, don't even get me started about the traffic in D.C. The freaking president just declared a state of emergency. We got to have a state of emergency like we're at war to inaugurate a president or christen a god. Who knows what's going on?
Oh, well, you know.
I don't know if you heard, but, you know, Lincoln's first or second inaugural. John Wilkes Booth tried to climb on the stage and punch him in the face.
Oh, so if they had
let
them
go that night, I just get a big kick out of that. And if I lose my connection, because the cell connection is really going to Poop City tonight, just stay on, because I'll be right back.
Oh.
But, yeah, I got such a kick out of John Wilkes Booth. Is that a kicker? He punched Lincoln in the face at the second inaugural.
Damn. Well, I guess that's before they decided, you know, started using pies and shit like that, you know.
I guess, but he assaulted him, you know, while he was walking to the podium. You know, and then nowadays, you imagine if you ever punched George Bush in the face.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't have got that close. I don't.
You would have died a hero.
Yeah, well, if you threw a shoe, you would be a hero.
Oh, God, wasn't that a trip?
Yeah.
Hey, we got four lines open here, 347-945-6713.
He should have caught one of them and, you know, and spiked it on the stage, man. That would have been great.
that would have been interesting, actually.
Yeah, no one would have got it but us. But Maluki would be, what is this? Oh, good God. Yeah.
But anyway, I got four lines open.
Yeah, I caught some of Hillary's act today.
Oh, that was really kind of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, whatever she calls, what is this new smart diplomacy?
I don't know. She was. She was just hilarious.
Does that mean
I got room for you here at 347-945. I hope you're listening, cousin. I hope you're listening, Philmonic. Just give me a call. Tammy, you said you were going to call tonight. Have Mike call. We can make lip movement. I don't know. Whatever we talked about earlier, whatever he was doing to me about my view of teaching.
Oh.
I had a good day teaching school today.
Oh, okay.
I really had a good day teaching school. I taught, one of the things I taught was sixth graders how to encrypt their text messages with simple book codes if they didn't want anybody to be able to read them. You know what's really scary? Every text message sent is recorded on a computer somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them.
Oh.
You know, is that amazing?
I just don't as yet have not seen the value of text messaging, but you know, other than
and we're all sent to clear.
Yeah.
You know what I wondered? What I wondered is, you know, when NSA is out there listening,
mm-hmm.
I wonder if they pick up text messages.
Oh, well, I guess since they don't need a warrant, I guess they...
Right, but, you know, listen, would be the same kind of, you know, when it's in transit, so I guess they get them all.
Mm.
But 347-945-6713, I have four lines.
Is that your phone? Must be. Well, it looks like we've lost Norm at night. I'm outside. I'm not near my computer. Let me see if I'm still on or not. Anyone out there?
Okay, I'm back in.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a lag. When you were off, I can still talk online.
Oh, all right, good.
That means I take control. Hope you understand.
Oh, you know, actually, you know what I might do? That would be really kind of fun. Maybe next week you can co-host. I can barely hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm moving away from the computer now.
I am. Wait a minute. I got somebody that says she can't hear the freaking show.
Oh. You were off for a while there,
Oh, yeah, I know.
The volume has been inconsistent on the... I have it on my laptop, which, you know, it doesn't have the greatest sound.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Remember, give me a call, everybody, 347-945-6713, and join into the conversation. I got people saying they can't hear the show tonight coming in on Skype, and I'm not really sure what's going on. The cell service out here where I am right now, because I'm in the middle of my school teaching week, so I'm out in Virginia. The cell traffic, the cell service has just gone right down the toilet, or down the septic system. I don't know what you want to, how you want to say it. But we've got just about anything open tonight. and start wearing purple, wearing purple, wearing purple. Gogo Bordello was unbelievable.
Why do I have to wear purple? What's the deal there?
I don't know. It's just a great song, and everybody was wearing purple, and I wish I had been.
Okay.
If you go to my Facebook, I put start wearing purple in my profile.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to figure out how to get it on the show. You know, right now it's not in my playable music files. I'm not sure it's pod safe, but I think if it plays on YouTube, you know, there's no copyright issues.
It's kind of interesting. Like on MySpace, see, I have software where, you know, I can record. That's on there. Now, MySpace has put a feature in now that scrambles the music.
Really?
Because there was a time when you could, either the artist would allow a download.
Well, that's how MySpace started.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's nearly gone. I haven't seen one in ages.
Oh, my
and
God.
Now,
so is MySpace.
And now I can't record them anymore, either.
Oh, you know what?
I can't record YouTube. You know.
Well, you know, I'm not 100% sure that Max Robbie's song is pod safe, but I haven't gotten any grief about it, so it must be.
Yeah, I got, let me think, where did I get those? I think, well, you know, see, I can snag things almost anywhere.
So can most people out there.
It just
happens.
If you want them bad enough, you can get them. I mean, let's face it. Some of the old Flash players that Adobe had out there. You know, you'd have people who would have a playlist of 100 songs. So I would, you know, look at if they had the older version. I'm not so sure on the newer version, but the older version, all of those MP3 files would go into your temporary folder.
Right.
So all you had to do was pull them out of there, and there you had them right
there. Exactly right.
You know, that was, I've done that with all kinds of files, but I'm sure people are wise to it by now. But even if not, I mean, there's plenty of proprietary software that allows you to record, and, you know, I mean, and that holds true for films and for your entire screen, everything that's on the screen can be recorded as it goes, you know.
Absolutely, it can.
So, you know.
What's
the deal? Because I can record anything that comes across on my television, my cable, you know. I mean, I've got, I've got hundreds of movies recorded on my DVR. And if it gets filled up, I add a hard drive to it. What's the big deal there? I mean, I'm not selling them, but obviously I could burn them to a DVD or, you know, it's not that difficult. So, anyway, yeah. So I don't know what they're going to do as far as media goes. I mean, I can certainly understand the artists and the producers and the whole thing. They want, you know, compensation for their work. Clearly, you know, but, you know, we can go back to the 60s and 70s. People recorded things off their radios, for that matter, you know. So, yeah. But if it's for personal use, hey, you know, there's no real issue there as far as I'm concerned. And obviously, it's only for my use, you know. And if I share something with a friend, you know, that's probably okay, too. As long as I don't share with, like, 100 friends, you know. So, you mentioned something about Catholics earlier. I forget what that was. It wasn't good, though. You still around? Apparently not. Okay, well, it looks like I'm in charge now. Let's see. Oh, here's something. This is something I was going to put in my blog on the Motley Fool. Well, it turns out that there was a study done, and they determined that the best stock traders on Wall Street have longer ring fingers than index fingers. And the guys with the longest index finger, ring fingers turned out to be the most aggressive players, and they seem to have an abundance of testosterone.
Oh, jeez, I am back. I had faded a little bit.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what's happening. I'm getting real.
I was doing a whole story while you were gone.
Oh, well, I'm sure I'll hear it. I'll hear it on the archive. Hey, but could you do me a favor? I want to try something.
Oh, I guess. What are you going
to
do?
I would like you to hang up,
uh-huh.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And then call back. Instead of calling in on 347-945-6713,
mm-hmm.
Call in on 1-2.
Oh, okay, instead of 1-3-1-2. Okay, very good.
Yeah, I want to see how this co-hosting works.
Okay, very good. I'll try that.
All right.
All right, bye.
Hey, anybody out there, if you got the show coming through, 347-945-6713. I'm waiting for a call from a wonderful friend of mine who may host the rest of the show with me. And I've never tried to co-host or interview bit before, but we're going to see what happens. I don't know if he'll be able to get in or not. I hope he does. Carl and I go back a long, long way. And actually, I just realized he doesn't have the host pin, so he won't be able to. So he'll have to come back probably. But some big news that I was going to sort of keep this under my hat, so to speak. But Norm Constantine is back on the soccer field, and I'm on the field with varsity team. The women in Virginia play in the spring, and I am going to be the varsity women's soccer coach at the school I teach at in Northern Virginia, and I'm really excited about that. Really, really excited. I missed the soccer field horribly. And apparently Carl's having some trouble, and so hopefully he'll be back on 6713. And all you guys out there, you can call back at 6713. And while I'm waiting, and for all of you people who are just listening, as I had mentioned earlier, on January the 23rd, I'm going to a Robbie Burns party, and I am going to broadcast the Piping of the Haggis, and I'm going to interview a few people at the party. Oh, you're back on, Carl. Go ahead.
What are haggis? The sheep intestines or something?
Yeah, something like that. The haggis, they're going to pipe it in. And what happened when you dialed one?
All kinds of things. I mean, I thought the Germans were bad, but the British, they go to the bottom. I mean,
well, no. These are the Scots, not the Brits.
Okay, well, whatever. They're eating things that really...
And, you know, the bagpipers are going to pipe it in, and it's going to be a big deal. I'm looking forward to the Robbie Burns party. We're going to do a special Friday night broadcast from... the site of the Robbie Burns party.
Oh my.
And I'm hoping to have a lot of fun at the Robbie Burns party.
So
you know, it's really interesting. I tried to call in to the show tonight
mm-hmm.
using Skype so I wouldn't have to use my cell phone.
Uh-huh.
But I thought I could call computer to computer, but it wouldn't let me. It said I had to pay.
Oh, man. Oh, you're right, because it has different settings. I mean,
yeah, but I thought I could call computer to computer.
Well, yeah, from a domestic line. I mean, you know, within the United States, you should be fine with that.
Well, as far as I know, Blog Talk Radio is in the United States.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
it must be. I don't know what it did. And I just, I'm probably going to do it anyway. I just wasn't prepared to do it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody out there, you know, y'all bother me to heck on Facebook telling me you're going to call, and then Tuesday night comes, and Carl and I just have a chat with each other. He's my only regular caller, so somebody else get on the line, 347-945-6713. Y'all yapped at me to move the show back to 9 o'clock. I don't get to see Fringe now.
Mm.
I like Fringe. You ever watch
Fringe? No, I'm afraid I haven't. No.
Fringe is a great show. It's sort of X-Files on steroids.
Oh, okay. What channel is that?
It's a Fox program.
Oh, okay. Well, Fox puts out some pretty good stuff. You know.
Yeah, but I don't know how they do it out on the coast, because it's 9 o'clock Eastern time, and I'm sure they wouldn't put it on at 6.
I'll just have to look. I'll look it up, you know. You know.
Although the whole schedule is changing. Are you a 24 fan?
No, I don't watch a whole lot of the regular network stuff.
Uh-huh.
It takes a while before it filters down to me. And then I'm likely to go to Hulu and just watch it.
Anybody out there watch 24? I saw it on Sunday, but oh God, I just worked myself into a frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, I went to I just collapsed when I got home last night, and I tried to stay awake, and I saw the beginning of it, but I just, by 8:15, I was snoring away.
So you don't have a DVR? I mean, you know.
Oh, God, I don't even have cable where I live now.
Oh, good God, no, I have to have all those things. I have more time to burn, though. That's part of it.
Well, I cannot tell you, like, when I went back to Maryland for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
I just had a cable overload.
Mm.
It was just magnificent.
Yeah. Well, what I do is I look at the schedule for a week, and then I schedule recording. I can record like 4 or 5 shows at a time. And
if a show starts,
I record the whole week, and then I get to it when I get to it, you know.
Well, that's a nice thing. Well, I could do that at home. I can't do that here.
Mm-hmm.
I've fallen in love with Joe Scarborough and his morning program. Now, that comes on. It comes on at 6 o'clock on the East Coast.
Yeah, for me, it's like 3, 4 in the morning, something like that.
Is it really?
And I actually woke up. I had some particularly spicy Italian food that
uh-huh.
And so I was waking up like every hour, and I actually got to see some of it.
Oh, you know, that
and
happened
he,
Sunday night. That's
the,
I was
yeah.
so tired.
Yeah, I think it was just there was so much cheese, because I had cannellonis and lasagna. I had a whole platter of stuff, and it was
Hey, you know what, before I forget, that just reminded me. You know, you go to a big backgammon tournament,
mm-hmm.
and they have an auction. What do you call that auction for the players?
Let me think now.
I was trying to remember it today, and I couldn't.
King Dutch auction, but I don't think that was it. Then there was a slave auction.
Yeah, that's what it was, but there was another name for it.
Oh, good God, yeah. Oh,
you know, when they offered off, they auctioned off the players.
Right, right.
And, you know, if you won, if you had the player who won, you got X number of dollars from the pot.
Yes, did. Oh, I can't remember now.
And they always would give 2% to some charity,
yeah,
so that they would shut the tournament down.
Got to make it legal, yeah. But
right.
It's real big at, well, of course, tennis and golf.
Yes, it is.
There wouldn't be these big golf tournaments. They wouldn't even be there without the auction.
But what do they call? Because
they bet millions on these golf tournaments. You know, there are actually syndicates of bettors who send a representative there to make their bets and all that. It's really enormous. And it's all quite legal, yeah.
Oh, I know. You know, you give a little money to charity, and that makes it okay.
Yeah.
As long as the charity's not connected to that guy from New York.
Yeah,
can't even think of his name.
Oh, Mr. Madoff, yeah.
Yes, Madoff, that's it. I have no sympathy for the people who gave it.
Very few people do. Even on CNBC, some of the ultra-conservatives, they want him in Guantanamo. You should hear him talk.
They want him in Guantanamo.
He shows no remorse that psychopaths should be in Guantanamo, and they should waterboard him. Okay.
As long as they do it right behind George Bush.
Well, you got to remember.
Oh, wait,
I mean,
committed a federal crime.
But this sort of thing undermines everything, all the trust and the rest of it. And some of the really sad things, I mean, the charities, of course, but there was a carpenters union in Syracuse.
Uh-huh.
They had their entire pension fund with him. Now, that's stupid, you know, as in terms of investment. You don't put all your money with one person. That doesn't work. But not only did they lose the whole pension fund, but everything that they've paid out for the last 2 years, they're going to have to give back, because that's the way Ponzi schemes are. These are considered illegal disbursements. So anyone who pulled out money within the last 2 years has to return the money.
I don't know about all that. That's just pretty.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to do that with the union. I mean, they're just going to say, you know, we're done. But if they want any sort of a claim, I mean, they'll recover some of it. I mean, probably a very tiny percentage. I believe that they have SIPC insurance, which will, I think, cover them for up to $500,000. That's unless they've got some other arrangements. But yeah, everybody's a loser on that. And they're still finding more victims. I mean, it's a daily affair, you know. So.
Well, you know, the whole thing's a big Ponzi scheme, and nobody will admit it. I'm not just Madoff, but I mean, the whole financial scene has become a big Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, it got out of control. I mean, there's no question there. But you know, there are things that I don't think the average person understands in terms of, like, banking and insurance. You know, I mean, let's say a bank has $100 million. How much will they write in loans? $1 billion. Nine times the base. Banks do this. Insurance companies, it's even more than that. Now, you figure, of all the claims that the insurance company writes, or, you know, the policy, they may only have 5% of that capital, maybe 10%, but generally, because the odds are that only a very small percentage will ever occur where they have to pay a claim out.
Oh, right. It's the insurance isn't actually insurance is a giant Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, well, you can call it but it's not really a Ponzi scheme. It's set up, you know, based on probability. It's no different than backgammon or any of that. It's all based on the odds, right? So, you know, to say that some of this isn't gambling, Well, it is gambling. It's just that the odds are so much in your favor that people work with that model, with the thing that the tsunami or the perfect storm will never occur, except for this year, or last year.
Right, well, come on, everybody out there. Why don't you chime in on this 347-945-6713? What should we do to Mr. Nadolf? Should he go to the grave without his balls? What's the story here?
Yeah, I don't
know. You know, he just shipped $1 million worth of jewels out of the country.
Well, he tried to, anyway.
What?
Yeah, I think the guy is definitely would qualify as a flight risk, or they also call him an economic risk, and that he needs he should be in jail. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I mean, there is a thing with, you know, well, do you just want to punish him prematurely or what? Well, that's certainly a factor. I think a lot of people.
He actually been charged with anything yet?
So no, I mean, you know, he's got that penthouse apartment, and he's going to live there till the trial comes up, and.
But the trial will take years.
And he's 70 years old, and he still has, you know, his perfect
life token he dies.
So I don't know how much of that money he's allowed.
You can't make a judgment against him after he's dead.
Yeah, that's true. Well, look at...
Dies, everything he has is her.
Yeah, but they want to bring her into the suit as well.
See, I'm sorry?
She helped him do some of this stuff. Remember, his sons are involved, too.
Yeah, but are they all charged?
No. Right now, it's just him. You know.
Right. So if he dies, they get all the assets, and they'll be out of the country an hour after they have them.
Yeah, it's hard to say how that's going to go. I remember the thing with Enron, with Kenny Lay. Now, they... Once the civil suit took place, he died before, you know, he was convicted.
Uh-huh.
The civil suit was dismissed. Otherwise, they would have been able to take all of his assets. So what happened then, the assets fell to the wife, and she got all the money.
that's what I meant. So Nadolf's wife hopes he dies.
Yeah, more or less.
For the trial.
If she's as bad as he is, I suppose she might help him. If I were him, I'd stay away from the windows.
Is she living at the apartment, too?
Yeah.
Anyway, I am going to go to bed here. I'm going to end a little early tonight. Thanks for calling. 347-945-6013. You can hear the first archive of the show on patty2.blogspot.com. It should be up there in about an hour. My friend in Annapolis, I'm really sorry you couldn't hear the show. Blog Talk Radio has redone the whole website, and like many redos, I'm not sure it's better at all.
Oh, let me give you some updates here. Your chat window, the module is showing up now. Where was
really?
It wasn't there last week, but you know, that's for the chat room. That's
right.
And when I tried to do the co-host thing, I
yes.
need to have your PIN number to get in.
Okay, write this down. I'll tell it to you so you can use it next week.
No, email it to me.
Oh, all right. I didn't even think about that.
What the hell's the point of having a PIN number if you're going to broadcast?
Right, exactly. I'll email it to you. That's a good point.
I'll take care of your security. Don't worry.
Oh, I'm not worried about it. I'm not very good at that kind of stuff. That's why they don't give me important passwords at school, or the whole world would have them.
Oh, okay.
Not because I spread them. It's just I don't pay any attention to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there's a certain amount of security everybody has to have. But
I guess. I'm an anarchist at heart. Just start wearing purple,
Well, once you lose a whole hard drive, you start to, you know, get a little more careful.
Yeah, anybody out there lost a hard drive? I actually only have 4 minutes to go to do the whole hour, so I'm going to keep it there, and actually I'll go down in about 2 minutes, and I'll let Max Rabbit think. Hello?
Hey.
Okay, you know, I almost see John Valby when I was in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
I should have gone.
Doing like a Christmas show or?
Yeah, in fact, he was playing somewhere right out near my sister's house. It would have been really easy to go to from her house.
Yeah, because he does, he does clubs now. So he's on stage with the piano and the whole thing. And
Right.
So
it's wild stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild stuff.
So, yeah, I've seen, I've seen his site, and he's got some YouTube videos out there, too.
Yes, he does. So are you doing any freelance work?
No, I haven't done much. I've done a couple of things, you know, like, if somebody needs a logo or something like that, I crank those things up. But I don't charge anyone for that anymore, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it's
just a retired gentleman, huh?
More or less, you know. I mean, I do my stock trading, and I work around the house in the garden, and I got a new stray cat that's been hanging around here, and, you know. I'm kind of deciding whether or not I want to adopt him, you know. He's been around for about 2 years, but not lately because it's been cold.
That's great, man. He's been around for about 2 years.
Well, I don't let him in my house. I mean, he just comes on the patio and I feed him and pet him and whatever. But he's been looking kind of skinny, so I don't know if anyone's taking care of him. But, I mean, if... You know, I'm thinking maybe I'll just snag him and take him to the vet and get him his shots. I'm a little bit, I don't know what to do. I mean, he's not neutered. And, I mean, this cat.
Oh, he is. He'll come home bloody.
Oh, he's got some balls on him. I've never seen balls like that on a cat before. So I was like, good God, dude, I wonder. This kid's got a rack on him. I'm like. You know, because I had this done for one of my old cats long ago, and he was in pain for many days. It's not a simple thing, you know. And I'm thinking, do I want to do this to
the cat balls, I'm going to end it tonight, and I'll email you the PIN code, and we can try co-hosting next Tuesday, and we'll end with a little Max.
Okay, well, anyway, at least we've... ended up like
us no one.
Take care. See you later. Bye-bye.
All right, I'll
just give me.
We'll see you next week on Norm at Night, and listen to that. Why does no one call me? And we're out.
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea. I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. House to range that everyone I spoke thought I was telling them a joke, 'cause all their phone does in the end is clearly drive them round the bend. But I dare not pass my door for fear that if I do, for sure, some person will show sympathy and try to send a call to me. But why does no one call? Why Why can't somebody just give me a ring? This stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring?